Hello, 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 mamas, and welcome to another episode of Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven, brought to you by Alana Song. I am Angela Presley, your host. I am also Alana's mom. I just wanted to jump on really quick today because today is Alana's birthday. I wanted to get on and just discuss my day, my feelings. We understand what it's like to have the birthdays, the empty chair. So really quick, I just wanted to share with you about my week. It has been, I won't say anxiety, but it has been a buildup for getting to Alana's birthday. Now, this is year 8. Alana moved to heaven 1 week after her 17th birthday. I like to say move to heaven. These are the words that I choose. It brings me comfort to know that I will see her again, and my words and my belief is heaven, which is why I named the podcast Hopes of Heaven, because that's what I have. That's what I have. I have hopes of heaven, seeing Alana again, and hopefully you moms are feeling the same way I am. That once we leave this side, that we'll be reunited with our babies again. So next week will actually be 8 years. I get sucker punched 3 weeks in a row. So I will probably come to you on those 3 days just to interact with you moms out there, just to let you know how I'm feeling. And I'm sure that you guys relate 100,000%. So August 23rd, Alana's birthday. A week after, August 30th, I lost her. She moved to heaven. A week after was her service. So again, like I said, I get sucker punched about 3 weeks in a row. August is kind of, you know how we do. It's kind of wavy for me. For some reason, this birthday was more tense. I don't know why. I don't know what was going on with me this birthday. I know I was frustrated. I was so frustrated that I couldn't find pictures. You know, it hit me like a ton of bricks that I'm not going to get any more pictures. And that just kind of sat with me for a while, because I post, of course, her birthday every year. And I wanted a few pictures that I have not, you know, used just yet. I wanted a few pictures, and I did wind up finding a few, but my heart was just sinking, because I was coming to the realization of this is it. You can get from 17 back. You cannot get anything past 17. So that really stuck with me for a couple of days. A couple of days. And You guys understand, you totally get it. To know, you know, this is it. I don't know what she looks like at 25. Alana turns 25 today. Yeah, the big 25. And I need to say this. She would be so, as the kids say, she would be so turned up. She would be ready to just party, just ready to hang out with her friends and just let everyone know that she's 25 today. She is 25 today. I could just see her dancing around because of the big 25. So that made me smile. There were, you know, times of smiles and laughter. And then there were silent times. I will begin with my day on Alana's birthday. Every year, I take off work. There's two birthdays I do not work. My birthday and Alana's birthday. So I took off work. I was up late because I was getting my post together. I am always the first to wish Alana, and not just Alana, my other two children, I am always the first to wish them happy birthdays. So I was up late, just getting my thoughts together, just preparing myself for her birthday, just positive thinking and talks to myself. I had my sad moments, of course. I had my, you know, my tears and my sad moments, but also the happy times, the happy memories, just envisioning her enjoying her birthday really brought my heart some joy. So I was up late the night before her birthday and got her post on social media. I slept in. I don't know if I was really asleep, but I laid there to just gather my thoughts and gather my feelings and just sit in the moments. Just sitting in the moments, soaking in Alana as much as I could, listening to meditations, YouTube, heaven, anything that's about heaven on YouTube, I have probably heard it already. So just listening to my meditations, listening to heaven on YouTube, just lying there gathering my thoughts before I start off the day for her birthday. So once I'm up and moving and I get myself mentally prepared, it's time to go into Alana's room. So that's the next thing that I did. I went into her room with my feather duster, and let me let you moms know that Alana's room is how she left it. And if your baby's room is how your baby has left it, that's 1,000% okay. Don't let anyone tell you different. No one has the right to tell you how to grieve your baby. So Alana's room is how she left it. I dust down her pictures, her dresser. I of course, hug and smell her stuffed animals. I just make sure her room is tidied up. I changed out the air freshener that's in her room. There's a certain air freshener that I put in there because it's the same one that Alana used. So when I open up her bedroom door, the smell just smacks me in the face, and I love it. So I changed out her air freshener. Now, me personally, I keep Alana's door closed. Whatever makes you comfortable, if you want the door open, cracked, closed, whatever makes you comfortable in your home with your baby's room, that's what you do. I keep her door closed. It's just best for me that way. So when I'm ready to go in and spend my time in there, it's just different for me. If I'm walking past the room and the door is always open, it's like I'm looking in there every time I walk past. So I think it's a mental thing for me. If the door is closed, it's like an entry for me. I can't explain it. I can't really explain how I feel going into opening up the closed door. So I just go in there and I make sure there's no dust. I sweep the floor. I spend my time. I kiss her pictures. I do what us mamas do when we go into our baby's room. So once I've had my time in there, and that can be anywhere from minutes to hours, it just depends on me that day. Nothing is too much. How can I word this? Go at your pace. Whatever fits you. If you can relax for a long amount of time in your child's room, do it. Go for it. If you can only spend a few minutes at a time in the room, that's okay too. We just don't want to fall into a depression. It's okay to have our tears and our sad moments, but we don't want to stay there. So once I decided I've had my time in there, in her bedroom, I go ahead and I just stand there and overlook the whole room and just, you know how we do. Just inhale and smell and wish and, you know, how we do. So I close her door and I get ready to get my day started. I have to get mentally prepared for, of course, phone calls. There's going to be phone calls throughout my day, and that's fine. I will admit, I can let my phone ring. I can let my phone ring, and that's okay. People that know me know that I will get back with them. Don't feel as if you need to answer everybody's call. If you want to put out a post and say, hey, I'm fine, I'm cool, I'm okay, I just want to spend this day, you know, however you want to spend your day. So, of course, I get texts, I get calls, and I love it because you need that encouragement. You need to know that you are not alone. And for you mamas that do not get the calls and the texts from friends and family, guess what? That's okay too. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Jump on something like I do. Keep something that's going to get your mind rotating. Get your mind rotating. Don't get into a woe is me that nobody has called me and it's my kid's birthday. You're just going to hurt, you know, it's going to hurt more. It's going to hurt more. Do not depend on others to guide you along the way. It's wonderful if we get those calls and texts, but guess what? If not, that's okay. We're not going to spiral down because no one called and remembered our baby's birthday. You have to get your mind to whereas, even if no one asked about my kid, I know, I'll forever know, and I'll forever say their name. And guess what? Your kids are cheering you on. Grab that strength, knowing that your kid is proud of you. Your kid is proud that you got up on their birthday. I had to keep that in mind today. Alana is proud of me for putting one foot in front of the other today. Because I'm telling you, last night, I did not want to get up for her birthday. So again, I had to encourage myself, get up and get it moving. Alana is cheering for her mama. And that keeps me going. That keeps me going. So once I do the shower and figure out what I'm going to wear, this is what I do. This is what I do. Not saying this is what you have to do. This is what I do. I go out to the burial grounds where Alana is, and I make sure her area is cleaned. I make sure the grass is trimmed. She has like white rocks around her stone. I keep like the small bags of the white rocks, stones, I should call them, the little pebble stones. I keep about 3 or 4 bags in my truck. So I never know when I'm going to have to freshen up her area. So I make sure I have that. I have gardening tools to dig if there's any weeds around her area. I make sure it's just looking nice and trimmed. So while I'm out there doing that, my hands are busy, but I'm still talking to her. So that helps me instead of sitting out there and just staring at her stone or just having bad moments. What I do, I keep my hands busy. And I tell her what's going on. I tell her what her brother and sister, what they're doing. You know, just general conversation. This is what I do when I go out to see Alana. And again, I'm keeping my hands busy. It's like a dance. How can I explain it? My mind is busy, my hands are busy, and it's not sending me into dark spaces. It's not sending me into dark spaces. I polish her stone. I got some stone, some spray, and I polish her stone really nice and make sure it's clean and sparkly. And that's there's a butterfly that's next to her headstone, and I just make sure her area is cleaned up. And I talk, I blow her kisses. I tell her that I'm honest with her. I tell her I hate it. I hate that I have to come out here to see one of my children. I hate it. I don't like it. And some days I'm still real ticked off about it. I'm honest with her. I'm honest with God. Before I even got up, during my meditation, I let God know this sucks. I hate it. I'm not happy about this. This is a crappy hand I was dealt. And God can handle it. He can handle our feelings. He understands and he can handle it. So I'd let him know. No mom should have to go out to a headstone to visit their kid on their birthday. So I let him know. I just hate it. I don't like it. This is, as I try not to say, this is not fair. I try not to say that word. But that's what I discuss with him. That's what I say to Alana, that I'm just not, my heart is broken to come out and have a birthday out here, most likely for the rest of my life. That's how I will celebrate her birthday. I now Alana in our city, she was pretty popular. Her story is headlines. You can Google Alana. You can Google me. I mean, our story is out there. So I won't say every year. There has been some birthdays where we had to do news interviews. We had a birthday party somewhere else, a balloon release somewhere else. So, again, this is how I choose to do when there's no media or balloon releases. I choose to go out to her area and make sure it's nice and tidy. If you are a mom who cannot bear to do that, quite, that is okay. That's quite okay. Plan what's comfortable for you. I remember one year, ice cream. Alana's favorite is ice cream. So I remember one year, I went and just had ice cream for her birthday. I got her some balloons. I let the balloons go and I just had her favorite. So make sure you're doing what's comfortable for you. Make sure it's your decision of how your baby's birthday is celebrated. You don't want to be somewhere because someone else wants to have a party or balloon release or whatever the case may be, and that's not what you want for your baby's birthday. Make sure your heart is right with how you celebrate. And that could be staying at home in your pajamas. That can look like going to work to keep your mind busy. Whatever that looks like to you, go ahead and celebrate what the way that you feel comfortable. So after I made sure her area was together, I gave my last kisses and my last talks and told her I would try to come out. Remember what I said, I have two more weeks of being uppercut. I told her I would try to make it out for those 2 weeks, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I'm going to be emotionally to go out there the next couple of weeks. So it's peaceful out there. It was beautiful out there. A slight breeze. The sun was shining. It was just a beautiful time with her on her birthday. And I'll just say her area, because I believe she's having a great, wonderful time in heaven. So I'll rephrase that and say it was a wonderful time out at the site. I'll just want to rephrase that. So I just got up and had my time there, and then I went off to the gym. I went off to the gym from there. Again, keeping myself busy. Keeping myself busy, my mind busy, my body busy. This is what works for me. Next year, who knows? It might not be any of this next year. But as of right now, today, I went to the gym. Didn't stay as long as I would have liked to, but that's okay. I did what I could. I did what I could. I didn't push myself. I'm already, you know, just a little emotionally drained. And then being out in the sun, that kind of physically drained me. So I didn't push myself. I did what I could do, and I just got in my truck and headed back home, showered, found something to eat, and now I'm just relaxing. I'm just relaxing. Today was, of course, full of emotions. Of course. Some tears, some laughter. Oh, I have to say this. I have to say this. I was looking out of the window and something caught my eye. This was this morning before I even got moving to go out anywhere. Something caught my eye. And I was like, what is that in the yard? So I go out real quick to see. And it's one single purple flower that has shot straight up in my yard. I just kind of smiled, because if you are open, you're going to see the signs. Alana's favorite color is purple. So there's always, I always notice purple flowers and white butterflies. Always, always. While I was out at the cemetery, dragonflies. So that's sign number three. And it was something else today. It was something else today, and my mind is not remembering. But please stay open, because they're going to, I call them Alana winks. They're going to wink at you throughout the day. I always ask, okay, babe, mama needs to see something from you today to help me get through my day. And it never fails. It never fails. When I ask her, the Lord, God, when I ask them, I need something to get through my day. I'm a dreamer. So dreams, whatever it may be, it never fails. I get it. So just be open. Be open to receive. And I'm sure you're going to get signs on that when you really need it most. When you really need it most, you're going to get those signs. So, yeah, in a nutshell, this is what I did today for Alana's birthday. I just kept myself busy. I kept my mind busy. I kept my hands busy. And that's what helped me through my day. And just knowing Alana is having a great time and she's cheering for me just really helped me through my day. And that's pretty much it. I'm winding down now. It's getting into the evening hours, so I'm winding down now and I'm just preparing myself for the next day. I'm going to end my day, Alana's birthday. I'm going to end it being grateful, being thankful. 17 years was not enough for me. But I will still be grateful and thankful for those 17 years. Definitely grateful that she chose me to be her mama for 17 years. So I just wanted to jump on and let you know how I spent Alana's birthday. Hopefully, this will encourage moms all over the globe to help give you ideas, to help when it's your son or daughter's birthday, whatever fits for you, whatever fits for you, please, please do it. So I'm going to wrap this session up. Thank you for joining me. If there are any angel moms out there who has a story they want to tell, who has an organization, a business, have written books, podcast, anything in honor of their child or helping their community, please reach out to me and I would love to have you on Angel Mom's Hopes of Heaven. So until then, oh, don't forget to jump on Alana Song Store for Angel Mom merch. You gotta jump on the store and make sure you get you some Angel Mom merch. Alana Song Store. Okay, so I will talk to you soon. Until then, stay strong, stay thankful, stay prayerful, and just know that you got this. Talk to you soon, mamas. Bye-bye.